Amen.
Thank you very much, choir, for blessing us with your beautiful voices. And I want to say welcome and good Sunday morning to everyone that has come to worship the Lord with us today. Those who are listening over the radio, the internet, those that are, we're getting more and more in our sanctuary now, and those who are listening outside, we welcome you to the Lord's house. And we thank you for coming and listening to Pastor's teaching today. And we pray that you might experience all the love, the power, and comfort that we're all going to receive from his teaching. And you can also find an outline today of Pastor's sermon in the church bulletin if you would like to follow along. The scripture of this month is also found in the bulletin in Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31. And the scripture says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Amen. Now, let us continue to praise the Lord with Tae Young at the piano and myself leading the songs. And our first song today will be hymn number 186. Number 186. First and last stanzas, please. Praising our God. Our next hymn will be number 394. First and last stanza, please. Number 394. Praising our Lord. And our last hymn, number 440, first and last stanza, please, if you'll stand for the singing of 440. Tomlinson.
Thank you so very much, Wayne. And I don't know if any of you noticed that we have a couple more new pavilions out there that will facilitate our outdoor services, as well as when we get back together, Lord willing, soon, to be able to do our fellowship luncheons. That'll provide a better arena for more of us to gather together. Also want to remind people that we are taking tithes and offerings in the tithes and offering box in the back. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so very much for your divine grace and mercy, for the greatness of your love and your compassion, that you have given to us a place where we can seek to be in the very presence of Almighty God, that we can gather together to praise your name, to worship you, and to rejoice in you. And through the proclamation of the word and opening up the word of God, that hearts and minds would be turned towards you. I'm reminded in Luke chapter 6 where it says, "And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all." Father, those who trust in you will be healed ultimately, supremely, of all their infirmities. While we are left on this world and upon this earth, we will have infirmities and afflictions, we will have disease, and we will have challenges. But you, O Lord, heal them all. And we stand in awe of your healing grace in your mighty presence. We pray for your spirit to be upon your people, to revive them and draw them unto yourself, that 2020 would not be so much known as the year of shutdown and disease and panic or whatever over COVID, but it would be the year of revival and reformation. That people would desire to hear the word of God and say, there's got to be more in this world and to this life than the disease and the despair that we see around us. And there is. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray that there would be a desire to learn of the Lord and to lean upon the Lord more and more in the lives of his people, his children. That the neighbors that are around the people of Bethel and those who call upon the name of the Lord would hear of your transforming power and would encounter the reality of your love through your people. We pray for this country that is so much divided and in despair, that you would draw people unto yourself and give them life, give them hope, give them peace unto you. Encourage their hearts and minds to seek after you, to serve you. We pray that in the midst of all the calamity of the various riots and fires, and we have another hurricane that has come, and amongst all that, your peace would settle the hearts of your people, that it would be used of you to build up more people unto yourself. Father, we pray for those who are afflicted with the diseases of this world. We don't know how many, Lord, but there are many that have been infected with this COVID-19 virus. Put your hand of healing and of comfort and encouragement upon them. Continue to pray for our sister, Lil Ida, as she has low blood platelets and keeps waiting until she can get the infusion for the blood platelets and reduce her pain. We pray for your comfort and for your encouragement. We pray for Mike Murphy, who's still having problems with his back, and for Gloria Murphy's knee, which is having problems as well. Touch them, Lord, and give them comfort in you. I lift up to you Mike Murphy's brother-in-law, who had a major stroke, not doing well. Lord, you can touch and you can heal. You can comfort and you can encourage the family in you. We pray for Karen Kruger with significant arthritis pain. And Lord, I pray for Matthew Noriel, that we don't know what happened, the details of it yet, but he got bit by something and seems to have an allergic reaction to it. And Lord, we pray for your protection and for your healing touch upon him. We pray for those with cancer, Jim Shearer and Dana's friend Karen, Wayne's friend Tarcisio, my mother's friend, Nettie, Donna's son. Lord, we pray for them, for your healing touch and comforting spirit. We pray, Lord, for Bethel, that you would enable us to have the changes to the facility that we're looking for, that we could have one building instead of the several that we have, and we could meet in one place and be together in one facility and rejoice together in you. We pray for various pastors who are in conflict with the state over their ability to gather together to worship you. We pray for your mercy, your protection, and your provision upon them, and bless them, Lord, that there would be a newness and a revival in the land, that people would draw near to you. We pray for our friends, Zvonimir and Grace, as they're moving to Croatia. Protect them, Lord, and help them to draw closer to you as they move. We pray for your blessing upon the missionaries that we have throughout this world. Giovanni and Barbara Avendano serving in Guatemala, Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco of Bogota, Colombia, Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Carl and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, Eusebio and Merexa Perez in Malaga, Spain, Informed Choices ministering to women in Gilroy, Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe in Oregon, and Fred and Carol Lewis, training missionaries throughout the United States. Bless them, Lord, and use them in a mighty way to expand your kingdom and to spread your gospel. We pray for the offering to be used for your honor, for your glory, that it be used by you to expand the gospel of Christ, and for your hand of blessing upon those who hear the work and the service that support the work of ministry. Bless them, Lord, whether they're here in the sanctuary, listening over KKMC radio, or listening over the internet and later on in the CD. Bless them with your divine guidance and your presence and provision. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. You may be seated.
So thankful. Again, I would like to say welcome to our worship service. And now we're going to be turning into God's Word today, and Pastor is going to be teaching us in James chapter 5, and that's going to be in verses 5 through 10. James chapter 4, 5 through 10. And now let us stand for the reading of God's Word. Or do you think that the Scriptures say in vain, the Spirit who dwells in us yearns jealousy? But He gives more grace. Therefore, He says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts. You double-minded, lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up. Amen. Now let us bow with a word of prayer, please. Our Heavenly Father, in your holy heaven, we once again enter into your Holy of Holies. We now enter into your throne room. We enter into your very presence only by the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, your word tells us in Psalm chapter 20 and verse 4, may He give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. Our Heavenly Father, we come to express much gratitude to you for helping us in those areas. And Father, we are so grateful for everything you have given to us. And Father, thank you so much for the loved ones in our lives and the many ways in which we are cared for and supported on a day-to-day basis. Father, thank you for the many ways we can serve and give to others. Father, thank you for the rich tapestry of your colors throughout creation, for the beauty that is all around us, and for the twinkling stars at night and the beautiful changing of your seasons. Our hearts are so grateful for all that you have bestowed upon us within our lives. And Father, we thank you with all our hearts for our salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, it is your name that we sing and give praises to. And Father, now it is our desire that many will hear the gospel and repent and be saved today. Now, Father, bless your word and bless all hearers and bless our pastor now as he brings us and preaches your word, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated.